Okay, so we're going to talk about the curvature that everybody keeps bringing up. Where's the curve? Well, I'm going to show you where the curve is in this video, and we're going to use a vector's graphics application called Inkscape in order to do that for you. But these are the pictures that you normally see, just like this one, with the water on the horizon, and it looks flat. And of course, it looks flat because the reference that you're dealing with is something that is, well, you're a 6 foot person on average, and you're dealing with an object that is 7,920 miles in diameter. That is the diameter of the Earth, 7,920 miles. And this does not have to be pulled just from anything in the NASA arena. This can also be gathered from ancient astronomy. Because the ancients understood what the Earth looked like as well. And I've shown this to you in a video. This image is taken from Graham Hancock, and it shows you that the pyramids, by the way, are located, the Great Pyramid, that is, in the very center of all of Earth's land masses. And as you move around the Earth, so if you just think about the Earth being a globe and unwrapped, you see that they have these major megaliths placed at these various degrees around the Earth. So what I discovered in looking at Stonehenge and these other things is that basically every 36 degrees, and this also corresponds to hertz and the frequency of sound, at every 36 degrees we should see some type of megalith. And one of the things that I noticed that Graham Hancock did not show was that right here we have 0 degrees and we have 48 degrees. Well, we should see something at 36. Well, right here at 36 degrees, where I've got my mouse, there's actually the ancient city of Dwarka, which is located off of India, the west side of India, right here, located approximately just at 36 degrees. And we'll find that all of these ancient megaliths around the globe fall around the 36 degree marker, and that's the reason you see these numbers like 180, 216, 252, and so forth. And if you take a look at these concentric circles, you see those same numbers falling inside those concentric circles. Now, the interesting thing about the 360 degree thing is because if you take the 360 degrees and if you divide that by the speed of sound. Let me correct myself real quick. If you take the 360 right here, and if you multiply 360 times 22, you get 7,920. And this also falls into the Hertz range as well. So they were using a long time ago, they were using sound. The diameter of this circle right here is 360 feet on Stonehenge. And they were able to actually calculate the circumference of the Earth by using Stonehenge. So, when we take a look at these ancient megaliths that Graham Hancock is showing on these sites, they all seem to fall within these 36 degree markers. And that's the reason why you get these interesting things that fall within the geometry that you see on Metatron's cube. Even the Earth itself. And what you see in Metatron's cube is very interesting because if you draw a circle around Metatron's cube, being the outer ring of the circle, the inner ring corresponds to the core of the Earth. And I've shown you this as well in diagrams also. So this is what we always see. We always see people showing us things like this. Where's the curve? And right here we have somebody at 121,000 feet. This is going to come into play because what I'm going to show you is something that's simulated at 150,000 feet above the Earth. We also see this right here, this guy jumping at the Red Bull Stratos, and we can see that the Earth has this kind of a flat look, but he's at 128K feet. We're going to see that 128K, the Earth still looks flat when we take a look at our vector graphics program. And this is something from Mark Sargent, of course, showing that, where's the curve? Well, because we see this flat looking horizon out here. So with that information, we're going to take all of that and we're going to pull it into our vector graphics program. Before we do that, I'm going to show you one more thing, because a lot of people mention stuff about, well, why is it I can see something that looks farther away than it should be? And the reason why that is because when we take a look at what is called atmospheric refraction, there is density within our atmosphere, whether it's water density or what have you. And we can test this. I'm going to show you this with light refraction here in just a second. But if you take a look at the two, these are two versions of the sun right here, and this is the Earth. Based on the density of the atmosphere that we see, and that's from like moisture and water and stuff like this, the sun appears like it may be up here, but it's really down here. We can also see the same type of thing when we take a look at a prism. When light hits a prism and it bends the light, and we can see this when we take a look at, for example, when we put a straw in a glass of water, how it changes the way it looks. The same type of thing is actually happening on the horizon as well. But when we take all that away, we're going to show you what it looks like in a vector graphics. And the whole point of this video is to show you just the reference frame. I'm not going to address all the other questions that the flat earthers are going to bring up, but this is going to bring up the just kind of a visual reference frame, so that the average person who has not taken any physics and stuff like that can really see why you don't see much of a curve at all when you're taking a look at it from this type of perspective. The reason why is because you're a very, very small person compared to the object that you are on. In your mind, for example, if you have the way of envisioning something in your mind, just imagine something that is, don't worry about the calculation of the Earth's curvature, but just imagine that you are some little tiny thing standing on a globe that is, say, 10 times bigger than what they say that the Earth is. And say you're the size of an ant. This is just an extreme example. But in that kind of a situation, everything is going to look flat. Because if you blow this object up to the size of infinity, whether it is a globe or not, it's going to look flat because of the reference frame that you're dealing with. So let's take a look at our vector graphics program here and just see how that kind of works. So I've got some calculations here. And the neat thing about vector graphics is that you're able to take the information or the images, and you can zoom in and zoom in and zoom in without losing that resolution, so you can kind of get a good idea of what's going on. But even a vector's graphics program is still limited at some point, and we're going to see that here in just a second. I've got some calculations here. First of all, this green circle that you see here, if you take a look up here, you'll notice that it is 7,920 pixels wide. Now, pixels have been equated to miles, because the Earth's diameter is 7,920 miles in diameter. And this is the figure that we get from NASA. But if we take a look at the ancient astronomy, we get the 7,920 miles. The sun is at 865, according to NASA. But when we take a look at the ancient astronomy and the ancient number system, we get 864,000. This also corresponds to seconds, and it corresponds to circles and what we see around us all the time. So this is what we have right here, and I'm just rounding it up to 7,920, which is the number that we use when we use the ancient pi and stuff like that. So we get 7,920 miles in diameter, and that's from this point to this point on the Earth. Okay, so then if we multiply that times 5,280, then we get the number of feet in diameter of the Earth. Because remember, there is 5,280 feet in 1 mile. So if we have 7,920 miles, and we multiply that times 5,280, we get 41,817,600 feet in diameter. Now, if we take a 6-foot man on the average, and we take that, and we divide him by the number of feet in diameter of the whole Earth, then we can see that the fraction of him compared to the whole size of the Earth is 1 to the e minus 7, or 7. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the decimal places. And then, so the size of man actually in pixels on this graphic, since pixels is equal to miles, if we take a look at the 7,920 diameter right here, and we multiply that figure times this, then our man should be 0.0013 pixels high in order to be the 6 foot high. Now, here's something else that I did. So if we take a look at these graphics here, this is at 121,000 feet above the Earth. Here it is again right here, you can see. And the reason this is significant is because this little blue ring that you see around the green ring, it's at 7,975 miles in diameter. And the reason that is because we have 7,920, which is the diameter of the Earth. But then we have to add 150,000 on each side, which comes out to a total of 300,000 feet. And 300,000 feet is equal to 56.8 miles. So if we add 56.8 miles to the total diameter of the Earth, we get 7976. So if we click on that, we'll see that we have 7975 up here. Okay, with the rounding and everything that's going on. So this blue ring that you see around the green ring would be equivalent to the 150,000 foot height that you would have around the Earth. As you can see, it is a very, very small blue ring. It's hardly anything at all that you can see. So now let's zoom into our men, because we have our men sitting up here that you couldn't see. And you'll just kind of get an idea of the reference frame of them and how large they are compared to the size of the Earth. And we're continuing to zoom in here. You see these little dots right here? So this guy that you see right here already, he's 1 mile high. Okay? And we're going to keep zooming in. Now, if I click on him, you're going to see he's 1 pixel high. We're going to keep zooming in, though, and we're going to see that the guy standing right next to him is 0.1 pixel high. And then you might not be able to see it, but we're going to show it to you anyway here. We're going to have to zoom in using our magnifying glass. And this guy that you see right here, this little point right here, he is 0.01 high. But you got to remember that the actual size of man, a 6 foot man, would be 0.0013 high. So being at 0.001, he's actually approximately 52 or 53 feet high. He's still about 10 foot higher than the actual man. Now let's zoom in and take a look at these guys from the reference frame that we're dealing with on the Earth. And as you can see, this green area, which is actually what you've seen as round and what you've seen as a globe, looks extremely flat. And the reason it looks extremely flat, and this little guy that you see right here, this little speck, that is 10 times higher than the average man. Okay, so when you have people doing stuff like this and showing you the flatness of the horizon, when you come over here, you understand why it looks flat. This right here, this little white rectangle that you see right here, that is 30 miles wide. And if you notice, the top of this rectangle is starting to peak over the horizon because this green is actually a circle. This is a rectangle. But as this green starts to curve, you can see how this rectangle is dipping into it. You can see how it is rising above it. And so now we have this little gap here where we didn't have before. But it's not really visible too much to the eye when we take a look at it like this. We can go all the way out here and we still can't see anything more than a flat horizon. And that is if we zoom all the way in and we still look at this little speck right here, he can't see anything, even though that's 30 miles away. And when you take into account atmospheric refraction, which is also what we see when we take a look at light refraction, these types of things, and what atmospheric refraction is doing, and the density of the atmosphere, things that should be dipping further into the atmosphere, sometimes, depending on the density of the atmosphere and where you are, may appear like they are higher than they are. Just for the same reason that you see this right here, when you take a look at light passing through a prism, it does the same type of effect that the atmosphere does. So that kind of gives you an idea. So when we take a look at these guys, this guy right here is an example of something that's 528 feet high, which might be equivalent to if we think of 10 stories, or excuse me, we think of 10 feet per story. That would be a 52-story building right there. And we start zooming out and we start taking a look at the reference frame of all of that compared to the Earth. You can see that that is the reason why the Earth looks like it is flat, because you're too small in order to be able to see the curve like you think it should be looking. That is the reason why. And even if you take a look at this blue ring that I showed you right here, which is 150,000 feet up from the Earth's atmosphere, you get the same effect when you zoom into it and you're looking at it from a reference frame the size of a person. It's not going to look like a curve at all. It's going to look flat. Just remember, this right here that you see down here, that is a mile high person. But if we come up here all the way to the top of this thing, it looks flat. It looks flat because you're dealing with something your size versus the size of the Earth. So, with all that being said, and the calculations that I put in, and we can see from ancient sacred geometry and stuff like this, and what we see from Graham Hancock's the megaliths that we see posted around that are actually located around the globe and stuff like that, which doesn't require NASA or anything like that, just requires you going out there and doing proper research. You can find this kind of information out, and it's tied to frequency and everything. This is the reason why you don't see that curve you keep talking about. It's because you're too small to see that curve. You're not far away enough from the Earth to see that curve. And this graphics program shows that. All you have to do is plug in the numbers, like I did for you real quick, and you will see that information. So I hope that helps everybody. You have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon.